Niara presents Executed by Jan Söderqvist. Quelli che usurpa in terra il luogo mio? Il luogo mio che vaca. Nella presenza del figliuol di Dio. Fatta del cimitero mio cloaca. Del sangue e della puzza, onde il perverso. Che cade di quassù laggiù si placa. Dante. Paradiso canto. 27. Foreword. As most people know, the foreword of a book is the last thing the author writes. I place the final full stop in this story, in late November 2024, in a villa on a Thai island. I had an extra drink or two that evening and felt immense relief. Just over 2 years of work had come to an end. I could now suddenly enjoy reading whatever I wanted. No more court documents or legal prose for a while at least. And now an editor would take over and carry my manuscript across the finish line. I had done my part. However, the publishing company suddenly had a change of heart. The media was far too critical, particularly about Uppdrag Granskning, a television program featured in my manuscript. The publisher claimed it was impossible to conduct a thorough fact check because the Supreme Court had not yet decided whether to grant leave to appeal for Birgit Bonnesen, so no qualified lawyers dared comment on my manuscript. Therefore, it couldn't be published. Here's my take on this. As a publisher, you can publish whichever books you want. You can also reject manuscripts for any reason. You might think I'm a hack who can't write. That's perfectly fine. Even if you've signed a contract and paid in advance, an author can underperform, crash and burn halfway through. That's entirely conceivable. But listening to this nonsense about fact-checking and the unnecessarily harsh criticism of Uppdrag Granskning from a publishing employee who had no expertise was disheartening. At that point, it seemed that something else was at play. All I could do was tip my hat and move on. Uppdrag Granskning's role in this story will become clear, as will the reasons why the reportages in question and the subsequent skillfully orchestrated media frenzy deserve the strongest possible criticism. Recruiting one of the country's most qualified lawyers, who is also well-versed in the case, to fact-check my manuscript took me exactly 4 minutes. The review was done over a couple of weeks. It can happen that quickly when one knows the material. Thankfully, other publishers and more modern alternatives are available for those with a story to tell. Aniara is not a publishing house in the traditional sense, but it does produce books that have an audience. It translates and polishes manuscripts with AI-assisted affection and connects authors with their readers. So my first big thank you. A foreword is ultimately written with the intention of thanking those who have provided support, is directed to Rickard Lundberg and all of the others at Aniara who have ensured that this book reaches its audience, in several languages, no less. The process doesn't have to be as slow as the established book industry likes to suggest. Thank you. Numerous individuals generously gave me their time, engaging in conversations, bouncing ideas around, answering questions, and providing explanations, but the problem is they did so on the condition that they were not thanked, at least not by name. These include current and former Swedbank employees and others with important knowledge and insights. The banking industry values discretion, as do many lawyers. In any case, I am deeply grateful to all who illuminated my path during this long journey. The book does name some of my sources and informants, though. A big thank you to you as well. Finally, I must thank Birgit Bonnesen for gradually increasing her trust in me, despite journalists betraying her countless times and intentionally misinterpreting and distorting her words. I thank her for understanding and always respecting the structure of the project and the fact that the book and the final word were mine. I listened to her objections and suggestions, but she understood she had no veto power. This story is utterly horrific. It's a tale of character assassination that risked evolving into a fully realized miscarriage of justice. We are fortunate that it didn't end in suicide like other similar cases in recent history. But this is more than just a personal tragedy. It's a dirge for a mediatized public sphere that's dysfunctional on many levels. We continually see these senseless frenzies and media-driven legal proceedings.